I've avoided really posting anything for a little while because I was waiting for the stream of resignations and scandals and whatever's to calm down a bit before commenting. But now, just minutes ago, Liz Truss has resigned. It was always going to come. The lead up to this has obviously been pretty short, the Tory party sort of imploding on the fact that she never had the support of the MPs. The way their party works is that the MPs create a shortlist of two, and then the membership votes, and the membership of the Tory party being largely, what's the word? Fantasists, I suppose. I don't know. They have, they seem to like the message of cutting taxes and somehow not getting any money in when the government needs money. Anyway, Tory party members, it seems, are being excluded from the next election, which is probably a good thing for the MPs and the government, but probably less fun for the people in the Conservative Party, who feel they've been rather sidelined. But then look what happens when they're given a vote. They either select the worst leader or they just vote Tory, which is obviously also foolish. So who are we going to get next? Well, I wonder if Sunak's going to get in now. I mean, Jeremy Hunt has been PM in all but name for a day or two. I mean, it seems like a long time these days, doesn't it? The new leader will be in by the end of October, apparently. And then we'll see what happens then. Will they be able to get the confidence of their party? They're still infighting in the Tory party. They will probably get a sense of self-preservation kicking in if they realise that if they get another leader who they can't get behind, then there's going to have to be a general election, which will wipe them out. So they'll probably really struggle on. There'll be a leader that doesn't have the backing of the members and has the backing of perhaps slightly more than half the MPs, who knows? But don't expect any governing to happen, not effective government.